Ambassadors, distinguished representatives, let me also welcome the Executive Director, Mr. Beasley. I would like to welcome you all in this important event for us. Let me give a special welcome to the representatives here from the Rome-based Asians, also to Beasley that is in Geneva. As I told you in the open section of the Council on Monday, Mr. Beasley and I, we are fully committed to furthering the cooperation between FAO and WFP. This effort, of course, also includes IFAD in order to promote a full collaboration between the three Rome-based Asians. We envisage very soon to have a memorandum of understanding with the three Asians together to highlight this new era, let's say. This is especially important now with the declaration of famine in parts of South Sudan, in the prospect that if we don't act urgently in the next week, we'll have the same famine probably in Somalia and other regions. Together with Mr. Beasley, I participate in the high-level pledging event for Yemen in Geneva 2 days ago. We deliver a common message, which I would like to quote here, and it's that agriculture must be an integral part of a humanitarian response. FAO and WFP and other members of the Food Security and Agriculture Cluster have the ability to confront the hunger crisis in Yemen and elsewhere. We have the expertise and the required capabilities, but we need an immediate and substantial increase in resources to save lives and livelihoods for the future. And I end the quote. I also had a very productive meeting with the Prime Minister of Yemen, who is a farmer and a cooperative leader himself. He is convinced of the importance of assisting farmers, and he asked us to reinforce and extend our activities as more areas in the country, talking about Yemen, become accessible. So this briefing is to keep you informed about our efforts to respond and reverse the situation in those four countries. Ladies and gentlemen, before I hand over to Mr. Beasley, let me make some comments. First one, I would like to say that the definition of famine is based in a rigorous scientific method developed through the work of the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, the IPC, which includes specialists from FAO, WFP, OCHA, other humanitarian agents, including national ones, and also NGOs. A country or a region is considering famine when people are already dying from hunger, and when hunger kills at least two persons by each 10,000 persons in the area. This is the criteria. This is important to know. So when we declare famine, it's because people are already dying from hunger. It's not that they will die. They are already dying from hunger. And that's what's happening. The latest IPC for South Sudan estimates that 100,000 people are already suffering from famine in that country. 100,000. Many people have already died in the last days after this report. And let me call your attention to the total number in the four countries combined. Situation is already of great concern. The last IPC numbers show that nearly 30 million people are in severe acute food insecurity. It's the last stage before famine. And 20 million of them are on the brink of famine or already in famine situation. This is happening less than 2 years after all the countries get together and committed to eradicate hunger by 2030. The international community needs to respond strongly to this situation and show a clear commitment to the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. Our common future is at stake. Excellencies, peace is, of course, the key to ending this crisis. But even in times of conflict, there is much we can do to fight hunger and avoid famine. We should only keep people alive through food assistance, and also need to protect and begin to restore their livelihood-based livelihoods. The vast majority of affected people, about 80% more or less, depend on largely on rural activities in all those four countries. Conflicts and the lack of investments in all agriculture sectors have eroded their capacities and exhausted their livelihoods. Agriculture, but also, let me make a point here on livestock, has largely collapsed. And once livestock is dead, crops have failed, markets are empty, and water sources are dry, people will leave their homes and move. The best option for them is to survive in camps. We have many displaced people nowadays in that situation. Until we have the capacity to restore their herds, their livestock, they will remain in the camps. They are pastoralists. They don't have anything more to do. So we need to rebuild their livelihoods if we don't want them to start to migrate. This means giving seeds, other inputs to farmers, and replenish the herbs of the pastoralists. Just a couple of weeks ago, I visited Maiduguri with Dominique in the northeast Nigeria, place where Boko Haram was born. I saw myself how powerful agriculture support can be in a humanitarian crisis. Women and men have received some kits from FAO and our partners, WFP, OCHA, and others, and they have been able to produce food and even earn some cash from that. The kits that we provide with seeds, some fertilizers, costs less than $90 per household. You know that African families are big, so more or less it means $10 per person. That's what costs. And it can provide enough food for about 6 months for the family. $90, $10 per capita. This is both cost effective and a major impact, considering that UN humanitarian funding appeal for the four countries combined has reached only 4.5 billion in 2017. That's a small portion what we need. FAO and WFP are working closely together in the four countries and in other to guarantee a joint and harmonized UN response. In Somalia, for example, our collaboration in building resilience has already shown concrete outputs. The number of animals has substantially increased. We are treating over 250,000 animals each day, daily basis. Keeping animals alive and productive is fundamental. This is just the beginning of our collaboration in Somalia, and we strongly need the support of member countries to move forward. Let me remind you that less than 2 years ago, in September 2015, we all made a pledge to leave no one behind. Let's not break our vow. I thank you very much for your attention.